42 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering, on a second day of July. We're cruising in the month here, James Timberlake.
We're cruising already?
We're cruising already, man.
July. We just got to the second day.
I know.
Barely started.
We're cruising. We are, well, next Tuesday, boot kickoff.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean by cruising. I don't know if we're cruising yet. We haven't got to the hardest part.
I know. We're cruising next week, Tuesday, big rodeo week, and we're going to kick it off with the boot kickoff. We'll live stream it on sharedmedia.com, and we'll have that for you. And then all the way, keep you up to date on all the week's festivities. Then on Friday, Rodeo Friday, I believe it's the 11th of July, we will live stream the entire downtown events as they unfold.
It is the 11th of July, correct?
Yes.
That is the date.
So if you can't make it downtown, we'll have it live stream for you, sharedmedia.com. Tell all your friends around the country. We get a lot of views on our website that day, and a lot of shout outs too.
Mm-hmm.
People calling in.
Yeah, we'll get a lot of foreign callers and whatnot too.
Right.
People
yeah.
watching.
Fun stuff. Today, 1777, Vermont became the first American territory to abolish slavery on this date.
Okay. Cool.
1937, Amelia Earhart and navigator Fred Noonan disappeared over the Pacific Ocean while attempting to make the first round-the-world flight.
Unlimited vacation,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. 1955, the Lawrence Welk Show premieres. ABC TV, 1955, Lawrence Welk, man.
I don't know what that is.
I know. Well, I'll YouTube it, and then you can watch a little bit of it.
Okay. I actually got something going on, so I'm going to be busy.
You're going to be busy?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm
going to
be busy.
He'll be busy that day. I said, hey, got some Lawrence Welk for you to watch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got a lot going on.
Okay. You're a busy guy.
Yeah.
1979, the first U.S. coin to honor a woman, Susan B. Anthony dollar, introduced on this date, 1979, 1982. Larry Walters flew a lawn chair 16,000 feet over San Pedro, California. He had tied 42 helium-filled weather balloons to the chair.
It was a lawn chair? Is that what you
it
said?
Was a lawn chair, yeah.
That'd be terrifying.
Especially when you get up to 16,000 feet.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
If you get to 100 feet, that's when I'm like, okay, this is too high.
If you get to 50 feet.
Yeah.
He landed safely, though.
You still got 15,900
feet. I know. What are you going
to
grab onto if you lose your lawn chair?
Oh, nothing.
I know.
You're
going
to grab
right?
onto your hopes and fears.
Yeah. There you go. 1985, GM announced it was installing electronic road maps as an option on some of its higher priced cars. 1985.
Wow. 1985.
1985. The system used a dashboard computer and maps stored on cassette tapes.
Ahead of its time.
And no one was interested.
Well, now look at them.
Yeah. Today?
You'd be hard-pressed to find a paper map in a lot of those cars now.
I got a paper map in mine. I carry a paper map.
I don't got a single paper map on me.
I know you don't.
Nothing.
I know you don't. Today, Made in the USA Day, James.
Okay.
Made in the USA. It's also Wildland Firefighter Day. Yeah.
Yeah.
We know all about that.
I would say we had a... Yeah. Honestly, the less we see of them this summer, probably the better.
Yes, I agree.
We appreciate you. We love you. We want to see less of you.
We want to see less of you. Exactly. Burger King in Japan has unveiled the $18 baby body burger in association with the Japanese Sumo Association. It's making its debut at the Grand Sumo Tournament. The burger weighs almost 2 pounds. Features 5 burger patties, 4 slices of bacon, and 4 slices of cheddar cheese. Man, my arteries are clogging just talking about it.
You'll be a hero in Japan if you can finish that thing off.
No kidding. Well, there's a few of those guys that probably could.
Yeah. They're sumo wrestlers. They already are heroes over there.
A study confirmed what our bodies have been telling us all along, James. When do you run out of steam? What's your time frame?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. You are in the 15th percentile.
That makes sense.
30,
I don't know what that means. Like 15th percentile. Is that mean
that means 15% of people that they surveyed
said 3 o'clock.
Said three. Okay. Said 2 to 4 o'clock.
Gotcha.
33%, which was leading the pack, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Yeah. Okay. 29% of people said noon to 2 p.m.
Okay.
All right. 17% of people said 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You're just getting the day going.
So, well, unless they work late, you know, those are the night shift people. Those are the night shifters.
You think?
Yeah.
They better be.
They're the night shifters, and they're like, yeah, I'm getting exhausted here. I mean, I've been up since 11 p.m.
I hope you're right. 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. is 15%. Don't know, 4%.
No, you should probably get an eye on that.
And 10 to noon is 2%.
10 to noon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Running out of steam.
Yeah.
Mine's usually, I'm kind of like with you, about 3, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, that's the danger hour for
me. That's the danger hour. It's like, oh, man. Then I start standing up.
Yeah,
using the old stand-up desk at that point in time. That really helps,
I just start walking around. With you. And what, you know what I want to get? I want to get one of the desks that also stand up, and then you can also put the treadmill underneath it, and then you can walk. I'd get one of those.
Oh, hey.
In a heartbeat.
Look at you.
Because then you can get your steps in.
Yeah, that's right. A few years ago, a reminder of how not to do fireworks. Nebraska guy got a hold of a commercial-grade fireworks
show. There's
plenty
of these stories.
I know. He didn't have the proper launch tube. Gee, go figure. So this guy put the shell in a 5-gallon bucket. Okay, first mistake. And then, you know what he did? He put a concrete base in it.
Oh, wow. Hey, how about we create shrapnel with this explosive?
He lit the fuse. Shell explodes in the bucket. Concrete flew, hit him in the head. He's okay, but he broke out a bunch of his teeth.
He's lucky he's not dead.
Broke his jaw and broke several of his teeth. Put concrete in it.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Hey, for fireworks people, let's not create shrapnel.
Let's not.
When you're lighting fireworks. Just a good rule of thumb.
Yeah. Good idea. In Australia, then there's this. Two guys were in a shed doing some drinking. Oh boy, this sounds like a good story, right?
Great start to a story.
Great start to the story. That's when the men wondered if it would hurt if they shot each other in the butt with a pellet rifle.
That's the most that's the most male thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
I know, right? Turns out it did hurt, and then both needed surgery to remove the pellets.
Yeah, well, I'm
good job,
I'm
guys.
Stunned it hurt. I can't believe that.
Good job,
man. There's a lot of people that are just kind of idiots, you know. But
yeah,
we don't get these stories.
You gotta wonder, don't you?
Again, hey. I have a long-lasting theory that for a very long time in human history, we really spent a long time just being bored. And that's how we figured out a lot of, you know, where we are today. They were like, oh, I'm going to drink this liquid coming out of this animal's udder. Oh, wow, it actually tastes good. Hey, what's this red plant? I got nothing going on. Let's try. Oh, wow, I'll call this a tomato.
Okay. All right, James. Did you know 19% of women find men in jail mysterious and attractive? Oof. Okay.
I believe that.
Yeah. There's I do. I do, too.
Hey, you know what? Some of those, hey, rule number one, don't be a criminal. But rule number two, if you're going to be a criminal and you're going to get your mugshot, make it a good mugshot. Like, look good. And you can you can come out on top.
All right. When was the last time you bought a greeting card?
A greeting card?
Yeah, like a card. We'll just say for you card purposes. Last time you bought a card?
Well, I buy birthday cards.
Okay, well,
I've
bought
a greeting card.
Okay, well, a card. Yeah. On average, a card. Guess how many times it was touched before you bought it?
Oh, an ungodly amount, probably.
25 times?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Whatever. You've heard of stovetop stuffing, right?
Yeah.
Do you know how many
millions? Stofers.
I know. You know how many millions of boxes they sell every year?
Probably a lot.
60 million.
Yeah. I bet they get 65% of their sales during Thanksgiving, like week.
Wow.
I would bet.
Okay. 15% of guys, James, I'm going to tell you this. Don't do this.
65%?
No, hang on a second. Don't do what I'm about to tell you.
Okay. Well, what was the percentage?
15% of guys have insulted a woman on the first date by asking for gas money.
Well, I wouldn't ask a random person that question either.
You're on a date, James. First date. Are you going to ask her for gas money?
No.
Say she said, let's go to Cheyenne on our first date.
Oh, well, if that's the case, yes.
Oh, you will?
Yes.
James, come on, man.
If the first date is, hey, we're going to take a road trip about 250 miles south, yeah, you hit me with half the gas money and we'll do it.
James!
Deal.
We got to talk off air. Come on, man.
That's not crazy. That's a expensive trip we're about to take.
James!
That's an $80 trip for me.
It's the first date.
If it's a first date, I'm saying, and their idea is, hey, let's go to Cheyenne for our first date. I'll say, hey, how about we, you know, let's go to the warehouse, or how about we go to Midland Market or something like that first.
Warehouse. Okay, the place to eat. Okay, yes. I was saying, let's go to the warehouse.
I got a
storage unit. You want to go see it?
I got an idea. How about we go to Frackleton's? How about that? Let's break the ice a little bit.
I'm glad you said warehouse.
250 miles.
James, we got to talk. You have to sit down, young man.
You're paying for that whole thing. There's no way.
I would not ask. I'd say that sounds fun. Let's go.
Bob, when's the last time you had a first date, though? You don't
remember. Like 40-some years ago.
Here's the thing. You go on that date. Here's the other thing, too. You're 150 miles into that trip. You just got past, like, Casper. And you're driving on the one-lane highway out towards Laramie, like that direction. And then you something awkward happens, and then you just have to sit there with it for the next 125 miles.
James.
It's the worst.
All right.
James. That's a terrible first date.
All right, James. We'll talk after we get off the air.
Now, here, okay. Here's
all right, we're going to move on.
No, wait, real quickly. I'll rebuttal.
Okay.
If they were to say, let's go up the mountain, let's go camping first date, or something like that. Let's go hiking somewhere first date. We have to go up the mountain. It's like a 45-minute drive up the mountain.
Okay,
I'll eat that. I'll take that.
Okay. That's better.
I'll pay for the gas money on that end.
All right. First date, you're probably not going to Cheyenne.
No.
That's probably a stretch.
Yeah.
But if you did want to go to Cheyenne, I pick Cheyenne because it's southern part of the state.
Further away.
Yeah. It's not exactly a hot spot.
Well, not for up anyway. Here, no.
Okay. You going to do any grilling this weekend?
No.
Okay.
Probably not.
All right.
You'll
watch everybody else.
Yeah, I'll smell it.
If you do, James... Donuts.
Yeah. Ooh, donuts.
Put them on medium heat, few minutes on each side.
That's not a bad idea.
Okay.
It's a good idea.
Are
you saying like homemade donuts or?
No,
like
just regular donut. Just try them out. Just low heat, just a few minutes on each side.
Well, that's a good idea.
Okay. If you grab a burrito from your favorite, you know, fast food place or the convenience store, it's already wrapped one. Toss it on indirect heat until the tortilla starts to crisp and flip and repeat.
I would argue that there's basically nothing on planet Earth that you can't stick on a grill and it won't taste good.
Now, I never thought of this, and I am going to try it because I love avocados.
Oh, you've never had grilled avocado?
No. Mm. Slice one in half.
Yeah.
Ditch the pit, though. And slop it on a barbecue.
Yeah, grilled avocado's good.
Get a little nice char going on there. Wow.
Grilled avocado.
I'm going to try that.
Highly recommend grilled avocado.
Have you ever had pizza on a grill?
Yeah, I've had grilled pizza.
Okay.
Yeah. Also very good.
Yeah. How about cake?
None of these are going to be a no, except maybe cake. Cake's a little odd.
Cake does sound odd. Obviously, without the frosting, unfrosted.
Oh, okay.
And then put frosting on it after.
I don't want to do all that, though. I mean, if I'm going to get a cake, I just want the cake. I'll just have the cake.
All right.
There's people that make the homemade cakes, though. Shout out to them. That's a lot.
All right.
And then if it's your birthday, I have to drive up there, and then I'll ask for the gas money to go back for your birthday. It was a first date.
For the gas money.
Yeah.
James, we're going to talk after up the year. Life is what about what's new and what quietly slips away. Anyone over 40 will know this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's a list of some younger generations. You'll never experience this, James. I don't know if you've ever experienced any of this. If you have, please speak out.
Okay.
Reading a paper map on the side of the road. I'm guessing no.
I did have to, not on the side of the road, but I have had to navigate for like my dad.
Okay. And you were using a paper map?
This was a long time ago.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, see.
This was like right before Google Maps was really on, or, you know, Apple Maps or whatever, was on everything.
Making a collect call and hoping someone picks up.
No. No, never done that.
I know, right?
Never done that.
Recording TV shows with a VCR.
No.
Yeah.
No, never done that.
I've done the first one, Paper Map.
Yeah.
I've made collect calls.
You probably did the first one. You probably did the first one within the last 3 weeks.
No. Recording TV shows with a VCR, yes. Knowing phone numbers by heart, used to.
Used to, yeah. I don't know. I know 3 to 4 people.
I know,
off the top
right?
of my head.
Yeah. Oh, that's about it. Typing without looking at the keys.
Oh, come on. Psst. Come on.
You're a whiz at that.
Come on. Yeah. If you're our age now, if you're my age now, you're learning that in school.
I did
typing class.
You got, speaking
high.
Of age, you got a birthday here next week.
Yeah, July 10th, smack dab. Could not be on a more
Thursday before rodeo.
Yeah,
Friday.
Could not be on a more busy day, to be honest.
Maybe you should drive to Cheyenne on a first date.
No, I'm not going to do that.
And yeah, ask for the money.
If I did that, you would hate me. I promise, because Friday would be a mess.
It would be a mess without you.
Yeah.
Okay. Handwriting a letter and mailing it. You ever done that?
Yeah, I have done that.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, good for you. Writing a check to pay bills. You said you've never written one.
No, I've never owned a checkbook.
You don't even own a checkbook.
No, never owned a checkbook. Look at you. I think I've written a check for here, Sheridan Media, before.
Okay.
But never written my own check.
Reading a printed encyclopedia to do homework.
No. I've read a printed encyclopedia.
Oh, man. That's how we used to do our book reports and research. It was in the Britannica's encyclopedias, man.
Honestly, one of the cooler things I like to have in like a personal library
They're
is
really cool
the
stuff.
Printed encyclopedias that go like A through D, E through whatever, you know, and then all the way to C, and they're all lined up. Those are cool.
So there's a few things, James.
I've done a couple of them.
Okay, well, that's good.
Typing without a keyboard is really out of left field there. Like, that feels like something that everybody does now.
Typing without looking.
Without looking at a keyboard. Yeah,
without looking.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right. I got to hop in my car. I got a 4-hour drive.
You got a date in Cheyenne.
Yeah. And it's going to cost me $85 before I even get there.
What happens if she's already there? You going to ask her for money?
Unless I love this person, no shot.
James. All right. We have Fox News on the way next. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. I gotta talk to James.